Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say hello again, and I hope everyone is staying healthy and booking your vaccinations. I know my wife and I had our first of two. We had it on February 15th, and we're getting the next one March 15th. So I hope everybody is taking care and booking their vaccinations. And if you are not that well versed with the computer, you can get the services of what they call now a vaccine angel. Okay, someone who is equipped to handle it for you. Anyway, this is an exciting year for us. You might have already heard it that this is our 25th anniversary. All right, and that'll be the theme throughout the year, and our newsletter will be a vehicle in which that theme will be addressed. We have a lot going on, and the spring newsletter is on its way. It should be out to you within the next couple of weeks, and you don't want to miss it. There's a lot of good stuff in it, and it seems like it, with every issue of our newsletter, it gets better and better. For example, we're going to be talking about the up-and-coming shareholder meeting, which is now going to be virtual. We found that out. It's going to be virtual, and we have three proposals that are pending now, including the golden parachutes, the clawback, and something called stealth. The articles go into detail about it. Stealth is still up in the air. We're getting a lot of blowback from Verizon, so that may or may not be there in May, but we're pushing hard for it. All right. Speaking about golden parachutes, there's another very interesting article that you will want to read about CEO compensation and their retirement packages. We talk about fellows like John Stankey of AT&T, including Hans Vestberg of Verizon and Nick Jeffery from Frontier. And when you think about it in terms of where, not necessarily yourselves, because hopefully because of pensions and whatever savings that you've had, you're enjoying some degree of comfort in spite of the pandemic. But we always worry about our children. And when we look at our children and how they might be struggling through the economies this year, and then we compare it to the compensation packages, it's almost obscene what some of this corporate leadership is getting. And you'll find that maybe distasteful, but interesting when you read about it.
Yeah,
We are.
why is this proposal something that the association tends to make a big issue and at least for the last few years made it one of their proxy proposals?
You're talking about the golden parachutes.
Correct.
All right. Those termination payments are in excess of what we originally want. Back a few years, we won a proxy, which limited compensation, termination compensation, to 2.99 times annual salary plus targeted bonuses. And that's quite a package, okay? But regardless of how big that would be, somehow through whatever accounting gymnastics you want to talk about, they've managed to circumvent that with things like restricted stock units and PSUs, which provides additional compensation way beyond the restrictions of the proxy proposal that we had won and that the shareholders voted to accept. Okay, so we continuously go after those golden parachutes because of that circumvention. Okay. Now, there are other articles that are in the newsletter, and one which is very close to me is involves a very good friend of mine and the association and our membership. Jack Brennan passed away. Okay, he passed away February 5th. Jack was not only a personal friend, but a mentor to me when I came into the organization. He had spent 20 years in the organization when he took his retirement from the organization on in 2018. 20 years of his life he gave to this organization and to our members. All right. And I lost a great friend in February. And there's a terrific article in the newsletter which pays tribute to his many contributions and his years within the organization, as well as other organizations to which he was a part of. And you'll enjoy reading about it, him and his achievements. Another issue that came up was the Express Scripts formulary. Back last October, there was an email that we many of us received saying that the formulary will be out, and it will give you a tool, a capability of seeing where you stand this year with any changes in your medications. All right, from one tier to another could mean a price change. All right. Problem was that the formulary wasn't available. They published a 2-page item, which is nice information, but it didn't help you. All right. This article shows you how to get the formulary. All right. And you'll want to read that. Another very important article would address issues that many of our membership have on the 9/11 catastrophe and health implications as a result of that national calamity, which many of our members who worked down at 9/11 and contributed to the restoration have been afflicted with problems, health problems. And those members, and especially members who know others who have been so afflicted, will want to read that article.
And, you know, and just to, you know, quickly point out, we have a picture in the newsletter of the area surrounding the Verizon building. So this was something that definitely affected a lot of Verizon employees at the time.
Absolutely. And that will bring back vivid memories to all those who worked down there. Okay. And I remember I worked down there. I saw the World Trade Center going up. And I also saw it on television when it went down. So this will bring a lot of memories back to people. Okay. You don't want to miss this one. Okay. I hope all of you are well and taking care of yourself, and we'll be in touch.